B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time for Boston and the Sports Hub. From the Town Fair Tire Studio, Felger and Mads, 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Once again, no Felger, no Mads today. Instead, you have Catboy and the Sports Vulture, a.k.a. Jim Murray, Adam Jones, and for the guys. And we have Tim McCone over in my normal spot. Happy spring, fellas, but per show rules, that'll be it for the pleasantries. We won't bore each other with that or the audience. Instead, let's get right to the matter at hand, shall we? And that's that Mookie Betts told the Red Sox to screw, apparently. on the heels of yesterday's news, of boring Mike Trout ending his free agency speculation early, signed a 12-year, $430 million deal to stay with the Angels. As I was saying yesterday, I refer to it as nearly a $500 million for the most boring athlete in professional sports, but very talented. Mookie Betts told reporters today, unfortunately we don't actually have the sound, but reading from all the beat folks down in Fort Myers, Mookie Betts telling reporters today that he believes he will hit the open market when he's able to be a free agent after the 2020 season. Oh, good. And he also acknowledged he received an offer from the Red Sox last year, $200 million over 8 years, this according to Joel Sherman, but it didn't work out for him. So good for him. You gotta, you know, hold out, know your worth, and obviously had the MVP season, they win the World Series, all that, so he played that correctly. But Betts does not expect to sign anything until he reaches free agency. That's the most important thing here. He's going to wait until 2020. Here's some of the quotes. This is exactly what I expect, Betts said. I don't expect anything to happen until I'm a free agent. Instead, Betts said he was just going to go out and play. I can't worry about the economics of the game right now. He did say, I love it here in Boston. It's a great spot. I've definitely grown to love growing up in the north in the cold. Doesn't mean I want to sell myself short of my value. Asked what he valued, Betts said, just being treated fairly. So he really played this really well, I think, because he made sure to get in front of anything and any speculation that he doesn't like it here. So, you know, again, I love it here in Boston. It's a great spot. So he does all that, and I think he handled that correctly. But he's also right to handle this and knowing his worth. But I don't know how this doesn't scare you as a Red Sox fan, knowing that all of these other guys, from Nolan Arenado to Mike Trout yesterday to the deal that was signed with Bryce Harper and the Phillies to Manny Machado with the Padres, everyone's got ahead of this. Now you're going to have to wait 2 years for Betts, and that can't feel good as a Red Sox fan today.
No, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, he deserves less than Mike Trout, in my opinion. He's not better than Mike Trout, but if you get to market, who knows? Who knows what goes on with those contracts? Manny Machado got out there and got the highest AAV at the time. It's been surpassed by Trout for a position player. Harper got the biggest total deal in, what, North American sports or whatever it worked out to be. So if you get to market, he may blow that $430 million out of the water. And I think when you're talking about the Red Sox and you're talking about that eight-year, $200 million deal, Hook said something yesterday that I kind of just agreed with. I'm like, yeah, they probably did learn their lesson from John Lester. Did they? Like, did they actually learn their lesson from alienating a player? And I don't know if I even want to use this term when we're talking about $200 million, but lowballing a player. Like, we all think $25 million a year for Mookie Betts would be a joke. That would be a joke. That's what the Red Sox offered him. And they offered him that coming off of a down season in 2017, sandwiched in between an MVP year and an MVP runner-up. So I do think the Red Sox lowballed him. It's a lot of money, but I think the Red Sox lowballed him, and I wonder if that has served to alienate him or at least have him sit there and say, yeah, you know what? If they're not going to play fair and they're not going to give me anything approaching what I'm worth, which is closer to $33, $35, $40 million a year, compared to the $25 million they offered, Well, guess what? I'll see this thing through to free agency. I'm not sure the Red Sox have learned anything from John Lester based on these negotiations, or at least what we know about what they've offered Mookie Betts.
Oh, you're right, comparatively speaking, especially looking at these more recent deals, but even based on last year, and I know it was a down year that he had the year prior, but $200 million over 8 years? That's a joke for Mookie Betts. Whether or not you think he's on the level of Bryce Harper, and we disagreed a bit about that yesterday, I think, okay, at the very least, he's like 1B. To Trout, I mean, not Harper.
Yep.
He's better than Bryce Harper. But $200 million, 8 years? Now, I think to most casual fans, you hear that, and they're like, that's great. That's a ton of money. Again, look at some of these deals that have gone down, like yesterday with Trout, with Arenado. Look around the league. Some of these guys that are on his level and I think aren't as good as Mookie Betts. Bryce Harper certainly isn't. Manny Machado, God, he definitely isn't. And the money that those guys got, it's a joke.
I mean, they offered him less, what, AAV? Roughly? I'm trying to do the math quick on David Price. They offered him less total money than David Price. He's better than... Who thinks he's worse than David Price? So, like, it's... They lowballed him. They lowballed him. And is it an awful offer? Is it lowballing like they lowballed John Lester? No, I mean, it's probably not that drastic. Maybe they learned a teensy tiny little bit to, hey, well, we can't completely embarrass the guy and negotiate our way up. Larry Lucchino's not around to completely screw things up anymore. But, yeah, those negotiations, I wonder if that has Mookie Betts digging his heels in and saying, all right, you're not going to give me a fair offer? Good. I'll see you in free agency in 2 years. I like it here. I'm not going to alienate the fan base like a certain Boston Celtic. I like it here. I want to be here. I even like the cold. That was nice to hear out of Mookie Betts. I even like the cold weather. But I'll see you in 2 years in free agency.
I mean, in a lot of ways, I read this, and granted, I obviously slant a little bit negative, always have, but I read this as, hey, love the fans, love the city, screw the team and what they've come to me with thus far. And I think he's right to feel that way. But I wonder, is there a way that this even maybe benefits the Red Sox a little bit, considering he's coming off the MVP season, that there wouldn't, you can maybe look at this and say there isn't a worse time to actually try to sign him right now because of these crazy deals that are going on, because of the season that he just had, is he just at his peak? You know what I mean? Like, what if he ends up having a down year? That certainly benefits the Red Sox that he's going to wait to 2020.
Fair point. I mean, there's always the Grady Sizemore example, right? I mean, Grady Sizemore at his peak wasn't as good as Mookie Betts, but really, really talented player, got his money and, you know, was never healthy to the point where the Red Sox brought him in as a reclamation project late in his career. So,
well, some people make the comp to him, and I heard someone even call Zoe today saying Andrew McCutchen, and I think Maz has even made that reference before.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, McCutchen won an MVP. McCutchen still got paid this year.
Right.
Like, not a lot of money got thrown around in baseball. In fact, I think Eovaldi is still one of the biggest free agent deals, if you can believe it. And McCutchen, I think, was right behind him. So, I mean, McCutchen at his peak was a good player. And, yeah, maybe these guys just plateau, and maybe Betts won't keep rising and rising and keeping pace with Mike Trout. You're right. I mean, just handing him $400 million now, what's the point? Let's see in free agency. But I think they missed the opportunity to give him the biggest contract in baseball before Trout really upped the ante. That was my critique yesterday, and I still feel that way.
If there is a way that this, you know, to the team maybe feels untenable, in other words, like they just feel like it's maybe not going to work now that they've already gone to him last year, felt like a low ball offer. If they were to go to him hypothetically with around $400 million, which you would think was an overpay, at least you know whether or not he'd want to stay right now. If they ran to him right now and he said no, would you think about trading him?
Would I think about trading him? Sure. I think about trading anyone. Like, that's your job as a GM or director of baseball ops if you're Dombrowski. But I would need a lot. So I have a hard time believing I'd get fair value for him. I'd pursue trading Mookie Betts.
I mean, the system's essentially
Betts.
Barren. So
yeah.
If you could replenish your farm system by moving him or even bring in, you know, another really good arm. I've always said, you know,
DeGrom is the thing you talked about yesterday,
Jacob
right?
DeGrom is the one guy I would do one for one with him
right now. So, you know, would I listen to offers? Sure. If I offered him $400 million and he still said no, that said, it's not like I'm pushing him or trying to trade him and I would need a huge, huge value for him. And I'm okay with the Red Sox playing this out until free agency, because how many teams realistically can throw $400 million at him or $500 million at him? There's like somewhere between 3 and 5 in baseball. How many teams can actually do that? So, okay, fine. You get to free agency, Mookie. We're still going to be one of the only teams that you can realistically get that contract from. So, yeah, I think about trading anyone, but I would need to be absolutely blown over by a deal for Mookie Betts. And I I continue to play it out. Like you said, maybe it ends up working out in their favor. Maybe they have a down year or he has a down year
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate there because, again, I think overall as a Red Sox fan, I don't know how you can feel really good about this considering all these other guys like Trout yesterday. Like, no, I'm now a lot of it, I think, has to do with his comfort level. And he doesn't want to go to a bigger market like here in New York or Philadelphia and play in a cauldron like it is here where there's nonstop media coverage. The fans maybe care a little bit too much. All these guys are signing. But Mookie Betts told the team essentially to screw and we'll figure it out in a couple of years, which means, in theory, Mookie Betts could end up in a New York Yankee uniform. How does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, that's not great. That's not great at all. Obviously, they're another team that easily could be in on Betts and can outspend the Red Sox. They've done it numerous times over, you know, the histories of these franchises. I wonder how or if the Bregman contract factors in, because he's like the one outlier where Bregman took 5 years, $100 million, and I know he hasn't even hit arbitration yet, right? He has 3 years of arbitration.
Saw the tweet, I was like, is this a typo?
Right. 5 years, $100
million. Yeah.
So maybe between Bregman and, like, maybe Acuna in Atlanta signs a deal in the next handful of years, or Soto in Washington, or, like, some of these other big young stars and bring the numbers back down, and you can kind of make that case or that comp with Mookie Betts. But shy of that, yeah, I think $400 million is where you're starting with him. And as you pointed out, the Yankees could be one of the teams that could compete for him.
So what do you think about this Red Sox fans? He loves you, loves the city. He even said, really, he even likes the cold, like Jones says. That was a nice shout out to the winters that are finally, you know, this one's finally over. Happy spring, everyone. Yeah,
he looked like he loved it in the World Series, didn't he? In the playoffs, and he was all bundled up face cover.
Born and raised here, Jones. I hate the winter. You know, if global warming's happening, we all know, and, you know, in a bigger sense, it's terrible. But personally, selfishly, like, good, because I hate winters. Bro.
Right.
I just want, like, 65 all the time.
You're on board with expediting it.
Yeah. But he loves you, loves the cold, all that stuff. But he essentially told the Sox, take your money and shove it, because this was a low ball deal. I'll see you in a couple of years when I hit free agency. How's that make you feel? 617-779-0985. We'll get to the calls with you here on Felger and Mazz. It's Murray and Jones in for the guys once again today here on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mazz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
At the end of your ride home,
you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think Mookie will just go ride it out year to year. He's making plenty of money now, and he's just going to wait for the old lottery ticket when he hits free agency. And boy, to be a superstar player established in Boston, he probably has a chance to break Trout's record if he stays healthy.
ESPN's Buster Olney on Mookie Betts, who is going to free agency in 2020. Jim Murray, Adam Jones in for Felger and Mazz, 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast, NBC Sports Boston. Trout signs, but Betts going to make the Red Sox sweat. How's that make you feel, Red Sox fans? 617-779-0985. We'll go to you early and often as we're opening up talking baseball here in the first hour. By the way, do you know your sports started today? We'll get to that coming up before the end of the hour. Let's begin the season at 5 a.m. Stupid sport can't go out of its own way.
My grandfather, when he gets tomorrow morning's paper and he sees that there was a game, is going to be so upset. Like, he's,
I read in the paper, baseball opened a day and a half ago.
Paul in New Hampshire, you're first up here on Felger and Mazz today. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm from Hill, New Hampshire. My name's Paul. My question is, what happens when Trout goes out next year and his 20th game, he has a season-ending career, and he's guaranteed all that money?
Insurance pays for it.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, we'll move on from that. That's the risk of signing any professional athlete. That's the risk you take walking out of your house. You get hurt. You get hit by a bus. He's worth it. Like, I think he's a bore. These longer-term deals in baseball, they always end up blowing up in the team's faces by the end of it. Again, look at Albert Pujols.
Here in Boston, the little leader.
Well, right. Perfect example here,
Little leader. I mean, Price. Come on. Price is already... I mean,
but with no salary cap,
he had a good game and a half. I'll give him in the playoffs last year, but that thing's going to blow up on him or on the Red Sox. So yeah, pretty much all those long term deals. Do you make a case or would you agree with this line of thinking? An emailer reached out and made this point that you'd rather give it to Trout, not just based on his talent, because I would think most would agree he's a better player than Betts, but he also has the frame for it. Like Trout is, you know, built a little more sturdily
than James Devlin-y.
Yeah, than 5'9" Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just from, like, aesthetic standpoint, sure. And if I want to be consistent, like, this is one of the reasons I'm hesitant to see the team give Chris Sale a contract ahead of this season. Like, Sale's a stud, but I, you know, you've seen here the last few years that he breaks down as the season goes on, as we get into late summer, and while I would like him back to be the ace of this team, I think you wait until this season's over. To give him a deal now is stupid. Considering he's built like a toothpick.
See, I'd pay Sale now.
You would?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Why? Why not? Like, again, I'm not
with his breakdowns the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, he kind of broke down. He also got you the final outs of Game 7 in the World Series. Like, it's not like he broke down and didn't contribute at all. So, yeah. I don't know. I would rather have Chris Sale leading this staff than David Price and Porcel Blow and whomever else. Like, I like Sale at the front end of that rotation. And, you know, it's a dangerous game to play with him, no doubt, based on his track record and not being able to make it through the year healthy. Or if he does make it through, you know, losing his edge or his, you know, his dominance. But yeah, I would try to pay Chris Sale now. I like him here.
Phil in Malden on Mookie Betts waiting until free agency. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Murray, you look good in that hot seat, but why wait 2 years? I mean, I would pay Betts the money that he's asking. Why wait for free agency? I mean, like the last caller just said, something happens to Trout, you know, but it's just money, you know. I would pay Betts.
Yeah, well, the Red Sox tried to, and it feels like they, I mean, comparatively speaking, lowballed him, $200 over 8 years last year. That's laughable now, considering some of what the contracts have been for guys like Machado and Harper, and obviously what Trout gets yesterday. I don't know. Like, you can try. You can go and try to pitch him for $400 million right now, which I think is, you know, a little bit high. You think it's way high, considering that he's not as good as Mike Trout,
but it's high compared to what we thought it was a week ago. Like, I thought he would be getting in the Harper and Machado range, not this new Trout stratosphere. That's all. That's all I mean by it's high. But now that Trout makes 430, 400 is probably the number for Betts.
No, it just feels like to me that Betts doesn't want to. He wants to wait. Like he doesn't. And this is where it feels like there could be some discourse between him and the team. He said all the nice things about the city. Loves it here. Loves the cold. All that stuff. But it doesn't feel like him and the team are on the same page. And they haven't been. Think of how many times they've gone to arbitration.
It's true. And I do think there's a difference between offering him $200 million, which is $25 million a year, or offering him, you know, what was prior to Trout the highest AAV. Like he says he wants to see it through to free agency, but if you give him the biggest deal, if you surpass Harper or Machado, I have a hard time believing anybody says no to that. Maybe he would, and then like you said and you suggested, they would know. They know all they need to know about dealing with him and whether or not they should look at trading him. Like that would tell him a lot if they gave him that kind of offer. Right now, I have no idea if they did. The only offer we know about is this lowball one. And I wonder if it's got him to dig in his heels like Lester or even to cross sports like Malcolm Butler. You know, you lowball a player, you alienate a player, you go out and sign other guys. Maybe that builds some resentment against an organization.
Bill in Needham on the Betts contract situation. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys. First of all, Forbes magazine said the team makes between $500 and $700 million just on the ballpark. No TV involved, just on the ballpark, so they can sign anyone they want, okay? They have enough money to do all that, so I don't want to, you guys keep talking about they're going to have to get rid of these guys. No, they can do whatever they want, it's just how much money they want to stick in their pocket. And as far as Betts goes, have you ever watched him and say, that's one of the 10 greatest players I've ever seen? Mike Trout, I say that about. I've never once said that about Mookie Betts. I'm sorry, he's not one of the 10 best players I've ever seen.
Okay, I don't think he is either, yeah. but he's one of the...
He's one of the five best players in baseball right now.
Easy. One of the five best players in baseball right now. So, right. I don't care that he's one of the 10 best ever. He's one of the five best guys, maybe top two guys you can pay in the league right now. So that's what we're talking about. And I don't think you or I have talked about who they can't afford if they sign Betts. Have we talked about that?
No, not at all.
I don't think we've brought that up.
If anything, I find it abhorrent that the Red Sox ever like have any complaints about money or trying to be at the the number they want to stay under. Like any of that drives me crazy.
I mean, more money than anyone
just by pretty much on the planet. You can bring in and do whatever you want.
Yeah, the draft stuff, I think, gets my attention a little bit more than certainly, oh no, John Henry, every transaction over a certain amount of money is going to be taxed at a certain level. I don't care about that.
Me either.
I don't care about that at all.
Nobody should. That's their problem, not mine. Nick in the car. Go ahead.
Hey guys, just got a quick question for you. Do you think that these salaries in general are just kind of getting out of hand? I read something today, and it said that the top four players in baseball make more than the top 20 players in all of the NFL. Lining up, listen to your thoughts. Thanks.
I mean, look, at my core, I'm a capitalist, and I'm always going to – and also, I grew up in a union family, so I'm always going to support the players over the teams. I have no problem with this. You know, get that money while you can. If you're a professional athlete, get it while the getting is good, especially if you're a football player. Now, that being said, at the risk of contradicting myself, it does seem nuts. The length of these deals seems crazy to me because if you're these teams, again, well, and look at the history, they always, always end up blowing in the team's faces.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that the deals in baseball are absurd. I would say that the deals in football are absurdly low. Like, that's what I would say. The discrepancy in the two is what's crazy. It's not that baseball's out of control. It's that football keeps salaries so artificially low and so embarrassingly low, and they screw over their players so much without guaranteed money and all these things that work against the players and in favor of the owners. And not that it's ever going to change, but that's what I would say the issue is. It's not that baseball salaries are exploding out of control. It's that footballs are too low, especially for how popular the sport is and how much money those owners make.
So you got to think about this, though, Red Sox fans, because with Betts, essentially telling the team to screw right now, he's going to wait until free agency in 2020. There is a chance, however small, that he could end up in a Yankee uniform. How would that make you feel? Kevin in Walpole, hello.
Hey, how are you, Mari?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually talking about Betts going to the Yankees, but what about Ellsbury? The only one other than Boggs that went from the Sox to the Yankees,
Johnny Damon,
is the only one that's ever played out. Ellsbury's, where is he?
Well, what about Johnny Damon?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't quite follow his. I mean, Ellsbury's there. Ellsbury obviously fell apart, and I don't think anybody was broken up when Ellsbury left, right? People were broken up when Damon left, and Damon went there and helped them win a World Series. So I don't know why couldn't Betts be more like that. Why does he have to be like Ellsbury in that scenario?
I don't know. I think he was trying to paint the picture of if you go to the Yankees, you're going to suck because the Yankees suck.
Yeah, the Yankees suck. You're going to go there and you're going to suck too, yeah.
Brian in the car has seemingly had it with these big contracts in Major League Baseball. Hey, Brian.
Hey. Yes, I don't waiting around for the money, but here's the thing. I'm totally fine as a fan, and I love the Red Sox, but I'm fine with you get what you get out of them this year. You see how the following year goes, and if the trade deadline comes and the team's not doing that well or whatever, they unload them, get a bunch of draft picks, a couple of players back. I'm not enjoying every year looking at the roster and the amount of dead money, and that's what these contracts are. That they are 5 years of dead money.
Yeah, I don't think the dead money hurt them all that much last year. They were the highest spending team in baseball, and they won the World Series. I'd also say your theory sounds good. Your theory sounds real nice on the surface. That's exactly what they did with John Lester and John Lackey, and they got a big pile of crap back for those guys. So, I mean, you can say that. That sounds good in theory. Oh, well, trade him. Just trade him when he gets to the end of his deal. And first of all, if Betts is playing at an MVP level, then that's going to take a lot of stones, and that's a hard decision. Secondarily, they did do that with Lester. They did do that with Lackey, and they have nothing to show for those guys.
McCone, how's this have you feeling today with Mookie Betts? All these other big names have signed. You have free agents going like Bryce Harper to the Phillies. But more importantly, you have someone like Mike Trout, who was, I think, a bit better than Betts, but not by much. He signs with his team, this mega deal yesterday, and Betts essentially tells the Sox to screw. How's that got you feeling there, McCone?
I mean, you're not in a great spot if you're the Red Sox. I think part of this is that you probably should have come with a stronger offer earlier on, and now at the point, if you're Mookie Betts, like, why would you accept an Alex Bregman-type deal at this point? So, if it's going to be a $400 million contract like it's supposed to or is going to be, I would move on from Mookie Betts. Like, I'm not signing anyone to a $400 million contract. Like you guys said, look, it's great for the first few years, but you know, if he's going to sign that in his late 20s, you're going to have like 3-4 productive years and then eat 8 years at $35 million a year.
So
I'm all set.
So when do you trade him? Now?
I think your window probably right now for the Red Sox with this group is probably 1-2 more seasons. So I think it lines up pretty much where at the end of this deal, if you can get something for him and you're not necessarily competitive, you do it. If not, you just kind of let him walk and that's it.
I've given up with baseball on these big deals because it's like if you look at the Angels and this thing yesterday and Trout's worth it. I get it because the market dictates the value. That's what these kind of deals are going on. That's what these guys are getting. But I don't know how if you're the Angels and you look at Albert Pujols and you don't learn from previous experience.
100%.
He signed through age 41. He's sucked for years now. Now Trout's through age 39. And the last 5 years, as we've seen, his history has dictated time and time again with these mega deals, especially in baseball. They don't work out. But this is the lay of the land now. So it's a little bit tough for me. It's a tough pill for me to swallow because this is just how it is. But it is crazy. It's gotten way out of whack.
Well, I would say the contract doesn't end up working out for the team like, with the individual player, but like what big contracts that, you know, like the Yankees signed all these big contracts, right? They signed these huge Sabathia and Teixeira and everything. They got a World Series out of it. The Red Sox signed all these David Price. They got a World Series out of it. So is that contract going to look good at the end of the day? No. Did Sabathia and Damon and maybe some of those deals look great by the end of the time? Or maybe even Damon did. The Teixeira deal was awful by the end. A-Rod was awful by the end. But like, individually, did the contracts work out? No, but some of those teams it worked out for.
Yeah, but think of the teams you just mentioned. It's the Yankees and the Red Sox who can still add high-priced players around him.
Yeah, it has not worked out for the Angels, that's true.
Yeah, I'm more talking about baseball at large. I think it's one of the things that's really hurt the sport, and I think this will ultimately blow up in the Angels' face because I don't think that they're going to end up winning a World Series. They're just not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to surround him more talent.
They might not for the Angels.
They're not
true.
One of those big market teams. Like good for them. They can have Trout there to, in theory, keep putting some asses in seats there because, go look at clips of this guy or any time when they, once the season really starts rolling here, anytime they're going to flash it on wherever you get them, whether it's on the internet or ESPN, whatever, where you watch your highlights, the place is always a quarter full. They don't bang that place out.
No, and isn't the whole outfield, are there even seats in the outfield there? It's just like a rock mountain out there with like a river running through it. That makes it look a lot better, actually. There's not a bunch of empty seats out there.
So, yeah, I think, if you're talking about the richest of the rich in Major League Baseball, like the Red Sox and the Yankees. Like, sure, it ultimately works out. You'll get your one or two, hopefully, World Series when you sign these mega deals. But a team like the Angels, it's gotten crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's unconscionable that they didn't learn from previous experience. But this is the lay of the land in Major League Baseball now. Either way, as it pertains to Mookie Betts, while Trout gets his money, Mookie Betts is going to wait. How does it make you feel? 617-779-0985. Betts is going to make the Red Sox sweat. Also, as we're talking about this Trout deal, there has been something that's kind of picked up from the hardcore baseball people on social media in the last day or so since this deal went down that has really gone up my tailpipe. I want to touch on that right after the Sports Hub headlines here with Tim McCone. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys once again. We have Tim McCone in my normal spot in you at 617-779-0985. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We'll get your thoughts on Mookie Betts, essentially telling the Red Sox to screw. Loves the city. Did say loves the city. I can even deal with the cold. But now I'm going to wait to be a free agent in 2020. How does that make you feel as a Red Sox fan? 617-779-0985. I did want to touch on this, though, stemming from the news of Mike Trout and that mega deal yesterday, 12 years, $430 million. There is something that's kind of picked up steam from the hardcore baseball geeks on Twitter and social media yesterday that's really starting to go up my tailpipe, Jones. And that's to go back and call Kyler Murray, who's looking to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Looks like he's going to end up being the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. He's an idiot for choosing football over baseball. Because, again, remember, the Oakland A's had his rights when he was declaring a little while back. There was will he, won't he. The safer route might be baseball, but he ultimately chose football. And here he is all of a sudden, despite his lack of height, sounds like he's going to end up being the number one pick in this year's draft. But all you got to do is go to Twitter and put in Kyler Murray baseball. And just looking at some of the latest tweets, Kyler Murray, how does that idiotic decision look now to play football over baseball? $430 million. Baseball, folks. All the memes. Kyler Murray going back to baseball after Trout's deal, like, and it shows, you know, a sprinter running because he wants to go back to the Oakland A's. This guy, Arizona Ron, Kyler Murray passing a baseball money to have the Troy Aikman flu in like 3 years. You people are idiots. You're idiots. Do you not get it? He wouldn't have gotten that kind of money. At the bottom line is he's 21 years old, right? So 21. If it all works out like perfectly for Kyler Murray, just in terms of he chose baseball over football, he likely wouldn't even end up being a full-time major leaguer until 25, maybe?
Yeah, ish, yeah. If he's actually good.
Which puts his first mega deal that he would get at age 30, while he's going to toil for God knows how long in the minor leagues for the Oakland A's, and even when he does get up and say he stays with the Oakland A's, good luck being bored for an irrelevant franchise that isn't going to win jack for, you know, 6 months out of the year. He's better off playing quarterback, the most important position, not just in one sport, of all of sports. It changes everything. Top 10 earners in NFL quarterback history, or NFL history that play that position, if you go by sport track, it's if you endure, you're going to get paid, even if you're a complete stiff. Now, granted, they changed it so when a guy comes in like Sam Bradford, who had that $50 million guaranteed, and rightfully so that they changed that because that was ridiculous that that dork got that kind of money, that fragile doofus. It's insane that he got that kind of money. Good for him, but boy, what a mistake that was. But still, if he ends up being a solid pro, that doesn't mean that he even needs to even get into a playoff game and win one. Just look at someone like Andy Dalton and how much that guy has made over his career. He's better off from a financial standpoint to play quarterback in the NFL and put his body at risk. I get it, and your brain at risk, and I get that argument. But just in terms of the notoriety and, I don't know, actually playing an exciting sport that matters, like, just to me, it's as simple as that. I don't know how the hell you would even consider playing for the Oakland A's in Major League Baseball over being a quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, come on, the notoriety with the A's, they just opened Major League Baseball. Can't you feel the buzz around baseball right now with the A's and Mariners getting things started? And I know we'll get to that coming up. You don't like the notoriety, Big Jim, of riding around buses in, here's some of the affiliate cities of the Oakland A's. The Vermont Lake Monsters. I love Burlington, Vermont. You could ride around in the New York Penn League. Go to places like Lowell, Massachusetts. The Beloit Snappers. That's out in Beloit, Wisconsin. You could get into Felger territory out there. Stockton, California. The Stockton Ports. The Midland Rockhounds in Texas. Midland, Texas, I'm sure is lovely. And then in AAA, you get to play in Vegas. So I'll give you that. For the Las Vegas Aviators. So in 2 or 3 years, you get to go to Vegas. Finally, if you're actually a baseball player, which, by the way, the last real baseball player, like legit good baseball player who would make money, drafted ninth overall, and my quick research was Javi Baez back in 2011 of the Chicago Cubs. The guaranteed money that he got from the Oakland A's, I think, was $5 million, just Googling around, $5 million. If he goes first overall and he gets a contract like Baker Mayfield last year, Baker Mayfield got 4 years, $32.5 million, $22 million signing bonus, just about, 21.8. And
before he even took a snap.
Before he took a snap. Like, if you're a bum in both sports, even if Kyler Murray can't play either sport, football's a no-brainer.
Well, here's another one for you. How about Robert Griffin III, who was transcendent in his rookie season, then blew out his knee and has been a disaster since? He has over $29 million in career earnings. So I'll let Kyler Murray, even if he does bust out and he has one good year, you can make that kind of crazy money and still be a household name. And it's just, again, I just think from a notoriety standpoint and just if you have real intestinal fortitude as a professional athlete, and kudos to him. It's a shame that we don't live in the era of Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders anymore where you can try to do both, because that was fun as hell if you're old enough to remember that.
Yeah,
kind of
see,
thing.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. But of the two, dude, just choose football. Well, you're going to toil in the minors and be bored.
And you can go back to baseball.
450 games a year, whatever the hell it is. I know it's 162, but it feels that many to me at times, especially if you're looking at the A's. Like, yuck. What is wrong with you people? I get it. It's a sewer. It's Twitter. But I can't believe that there's been this much said about this since this Trout contract. Kyler Murray made a massive mistake. He's looking at this deal like, what? I'm going to run back to baseball. Yeah, so he can get a mega deal like, what, 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Please, you fools.
I think you can bust out in either sport. He doesn't need to be the first overall pick, by the way. If he's 10th, like Josh Rosen last year, Rosen ended up getting $17 million guaranteed at signing and an $11 million signing bonus. That's twice what he would get in baseball to ride around on minor league buses for, I don't know, two, three years at least. And again, the history at 9 is not good. Are you familiar with the 2017 ninth overall pick? That was 1 year before Kyler Murray. Do you know Keston Hiura for the Brewers out of UC Irvine? You know him?
I do not.
How about Matt Manning? He went to Sheldon High School in California. He plays for the Tigers. You familiar with Matt Manning?
I'm not familiar with
him. Any relation to Peyton or Eli?
Yeah, he's a big name. Yeah. He's the youngest Manning. Ian Happ, you'd probably know for the Cubs. That guy, you know, that guy's making money hand over
fist. Round draft pick.
Yeah. Jeff Hoffman for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Cousin of Trevor Hoffman.
Correct. Dustin Hoffman. I think he's a distant relative of Dustin Hoffman, actually. Austin Meadows is in the big leagues, but a scrub. Andrew Heaney is bounced around, and again, Javi Baez back in 2009. So there's no guarantee he's even going to be a good big league player that's going to get anything approaching $430 million. And the notoriety of playing quarterback, where you don't get hit as much as you used to. You can give me Alex Smith if you want, and that's a brutal injury. And I know it's more dangerous playing football than baseball, but it's also more interesting. It's a better lifestyle. I think it's a no-brainer what he chose. And you can always go back to baseball in a couple of years. You can't do that with football. This was his opportunity to play football. If in 3 years you want to try baseball, he'll have a chance to try baseball again. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, quality of life, the right fielder for the Midland Rockhounds or the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. It's not even close.
Have you been to Beloit, Wisconsin this time of year? It's pretty
great
underrated. It's lovely in the spring, yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue to take your phone calls, like I said, on anything Mookie Betts related, as he is going to wait till free agency for 2020. Your thoughts on that as a Red Sox fan? Can't make you feel good today. I can't imagine. 617-779-0985. You want to weigh in on this or even make your case that Kyler Murray is better off playing baseball over football because look at the deal that Trout just got. You can't make that comparison. He would be in the minors for like at least 4 or 5 years. Please, you fools. But have at it if you'd like. 617-779-0985. And that's the thing, too, is we're talking baseball here in the first hour. Did you know your sport actually started today? Did you?
Ooh, Jimmy probably did. Jimmy's got some fantasy baseball rosters going back there.
Yeah, it's probably Stu and Matt McCarthy.
I won my league last year. Yeah.
Matt McCarthy, host of Hardcore Baseball, which you should check out on 98.5sportsup.com. Does a hell of a job there.
His season preview hit today.
Yeah, so he knew.
Today?
But did the rest of you? Did you know you had a game that started at like 5:30 in the morning? Because I didn't until I was scrolling through Twitter when I woke up at like 9. Like, oh, how about that? Baseball started. Stupid
six-star game in the Tokyo Dome this morning, Jim.
Can't get out of its own way. So we'll touch on that coming up next in our long commercial-free segment. It's Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Biscotti drives one to center field. That ball is hit very well. Haniger back. He'll look up. It is gone. And we've got our first home run of 2019 off the bat of Steven Biscotti. 1-0 Oakland.
It's our long commercial-free segment here. Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Again, it's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Mazz again today. I forgot to mention, prior to the commercial break, in this long commercial-free segment, I have for you another pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw, coming to the Garden on Monday, March 25th. So I'll be listening for that sometime in the next 5 or so minutes. Hook you up with that. But I did want to touch on what you just heard. That was the first dong of the year, Jones. Is that going to be ready for the dong report? Ooh. Oh, no, apparently not, because you're on today. But whoever fills in, they typically do the dong report.
There's a Celtics game tonight. I was just looking. How many home runs were today? Was it a I think it was a Nomar five, right? I think it was a Nomar Garcia Parra five home runs in that game today. That also not coincidentally started at a Nomar Garcia Parra 5 a.m.
Yeah, did you know this? Did you know Major League Baseball actually started today? The 2019 campaign began in Japan as the Mariners ended up defeating the A's. Who Kyler Murray should be playing for the A's, idiot. 9-7 was the final in Japan. This sport, man, like. It's the last that I care about. I have to be honest here, and yes, I'm sitting in the two chair for the baseball reporters is what it is. It's the heavy lifting part of this job.
Next Monday, right?
Yep, next Monday is when it starts.
Yeah, night show goes back to 7 o'clock.
The older I get, the less I care about the sport. But they do themselves no service by continuing to get in their own way with these ridiculously long contracts, like you saw with Mike Trout, that continually blow up in these teams' faces. The disparity in the league in terms of the haves and the have-nots, and how even though the Angels make that kind of a signing yesterday, are they really going to ever truly compete for a World Series championship here in the next few years or even during the 12 years of Mike Trout's deal? Probably not. And then they have their first game of the year, and I get it. It's halfway across the world. Figure it out so that it's on in the afternoon so that even the casual fan can tune in. You start this thing at 5 in the morning. Are you kidding me?
Play a nice baseball game in Japan. Like the Red Sox and Yankees are going to play in London, right? Somewhere in the middle of the year, I think. I don't even know where it actually is. Don't kick off your season at 5 a.m. Like, just play all the games in Japan you want. Like, the NFL starts games in London, and that's early and annoying, but they don't do it to start their whole season. That's not kicking off the entire sport. The NFL knows what they're doing, right? We make fun of the NFL, and, you know, sometimes they take themselves a little too seriously, and, you know, they cut off their nose to spite their face, but they at least know what they're doing from a marketing standpoint. NFL kicks off on a Thursday night. Normally, it's the defending Super Bowl champion against another interesting opponent. This year, because it's the 100th anniversary, we're probably going to get something dumb like Bears and Packers, but at least it'll be in prime time, and we all know when it starts, and we'll all be aware of it. I, like you, had no idea. I knew it started this week. I knew there was A's and Mariners in Japan at some point this week. I knew Ichiro was going to play in the game. I knew that. I didn't know it was today at 5 a.m. So who on earth, even A's and Mariners fans, who on earth watched that? And that's how you started your season. That's your big red carpet rollout for the entire world to see. Hey, this is the 2019 baseball season. And nobody watched it. Clueless of a sport you are.
The only one that I know of is cousin Jared Carrabas, who of course covers all things baseball for Barstool.
That's
I
fair.
Saw him tweeting about this, but that was pretty much it.
Yep.
Even if you're a fan of one of those teams, is that appointment viewing? Don't you just DVR it and watch it later in the day? Like, are you going to get up that early to watch the first game of the year in Japan?
I watch a highlight on my phone, and I'm like, okay, there's 160 more of these. I'll sit out the two in Japan, and I'll just catch up later. I don't DVR that and watch it. Hell no.
So stupid. Again, coming up here before the top of the hour, I will have for you a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw. But to your calls here, as we're talking about Mookie Betts snubbing the Red Sox, or at least saying, hey, I'm going to wait till 2020 and talk a lot of baseball here in the first hour. Felger and Mass. Let's go to what do we have here? Peter in New Hampshire. You're next here on Felger and Mass.
I assume you guys know who Jeff Smarger is, right?
Yes.
How much he's made? Now, mind you, he was a lower draft pick than Kyler Murray. Do you know how much he's made in 12 years?
Well, I would guess it's got to be over $100 million.
No, it's pretty close. It's like $90 million.
Okay.
He's made $90 million.
That's a little disappointing, quite frankly.
Chase the money, right? I mean. That's what we tell him to do, right, is chase the money. So what's he going to do? He's going to play maybe 3-4 years in the NFL.
Okay, was Jeff Samardzija predicted to be the number one overall pick?
No, but
did he play quarterback, which is a glory position in the NFL?
Overall pick in the NFL draft. He's not going to be the number one pick in the NFL
okay.
draft.
Okay, what if he goes 10 like Josh Rosen last year? He's going to make a hell of a lot more guaranteed than he made in baseball. To start,
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
He'll last.
To start, I just said.
Maybe.
To start.
Maybe
to start.
5 years.
Okay, what if you don't? Maybe 5 years. What if you don't make the major leagues? Do you know how many guys who get drafted don't make the majors in baseball? Never mind. In the NFL, if you're drafted and you're a first-round pick, you happen to make the NFL. He has to earn his way up after riding around on buses for 3 years. He may never make the majors.
Kyler Murray was considered a very high
draft. Great. I just gave you 10 guys who were drafted 9th overall who suck.
The only reason people passed on him was because they were worried he was going to play football. He was going to be – he played well at the Cape Cod League where I saw him play.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He also played very well in college. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I throwing off facts that you don't
No, I just, every guy who plays well in the Cape Cod League normally is an all-star in Major League Baseball and makes $100 million. I forgot. Every guy who hits in the Cape Cod League is awesome.
Very well in Major League Baseball and gone on to earn large contracts. Kyler Murray
I think you're doing the same thing I'm doing, which is just cherry-picking examples here and there. So Samardzija's a good one. Fine. But he wasn't the NFL prospect that Kyler Murray is, and he didn't play quarterback. And if he never made the majors, he would have made a dumb decision.
Yeah, and this is the thing. The reason I don't like because this is always the go-to. Have you heard about Jeff Samardzija? Do you know the money that he has made? Yeah, I understand it. But it's a little bit different for Samardzija because he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
For a guy that's good at two sports, for the dual sport guy that's like, you know, the Bo Jacksons of the world, the Deion Sanders, you're a positional player. Your choice should ultimately come down to, can you hit major league pitching? How well you can hit? And Kyler Murray, for him to be able to eventually hit major league pitching, he's going to have to toy on the minors for a bit. He's not going to get that first major deal until he's 29, maybe 30 years old. And really, just does he want to be bored for 550 games that are useless for the Oakland A's for 6 months of the year? Like, please. Oh,
right.
God.
Again, you have to make the majors. Like, Kyler Murray may not make, he may never be a major league baseball player. He might be Brady Aiken. You know, he might, that was the first overall pick, by the way. He might not make the major leagues. Then if you make the major leagues, you might just be Andrew Heaney, who was drafted 9th overall, or some scrub like that, and you'll never make close to the money you would have made in the NFL. If he's first overall and gets Baker Mayfield's deal last year, that's $22 million guaranteed signing bonus to start. Never mind his contract, never mind if he's good in the NFL. If he's Josh Rosen and he's 10th overall, it's like a $10 million signing bonus. I backed out of it. Double, 11 I think it was, double what he'd get in Major League Baseball to be a quarterback and actually play as opposed to ride buses around Beloit, Wisconsin. I think that's a no-brainer, a no-brainer.
Call number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. You will score a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw. Coming to the Garden this Monday, March 25th, less than 2 weeks before WrestleMania. Which one is this, Jimmy? How many WrestleManias are we up to now? 50?
This will be 35.
Oh, okay. So don't miss The Shield. Back together for one final time. Tickets are available through all Ticketmaster outlets. Again, call number 10. Good luck. Pride Motor Group Contest Line 617-931-0985. You'll score yourself a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at the Garden this Monday, March 25th. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.